Good morning. Welcome to the FTS bet slip on Monday, the 13th of April, Easter Monday. I hope you had a nice Easter Sunday. I am a teddy bear, really. But you have to be like the Benito Mussolini of FTS, I have to be. You've got to be a bit of a dictatorship. I don't like getting like that. I don't set out to. Certainly isn't intentional, but you got to have a bit of fun. I set FTS up to be a community originally of people like-minded, helping each other, no nonsense. And I've, over the years, met some absolute blinding people. And I mean blinding people. And I've emailed, you know, people I don't know, I've never met, just shared emails and comments with blinding people. I have got one rule, and it is very straightforward. I have got no room or tolerance for idiots, plain and simple. And it's what I class an idiot, not what they think. If they're going to involve me in nonsense, all of them are out, gone. Don't care who it is. I don't run it for the 300-400 quid that Gerdy may give me or somebody else. I run it so that we can all get on and make money punting. You can do what you want in your own house, do what we want on your own social media account, but the minute you're involving me, and that's what happened, simple as that, then I'm not going to put up with it. And I don't care. If you want to keep doubling down, which is what's happening now, Neil came back to me, Dave come back to me, I've heard Gerdy's posted a couple of things, whatever. I don't care. You'll all be gone. Well, Neil and they're gone. They're all gone. Just leave me out of it. Get rid of all of them. And then I don't have to worry about it. And I don't have to lose my rag. Don't have to there. Gerdy had warnings before, had this situation done, finished. I'm not interested. I don't want to get like that. I don't sit up in the morning and think, I know, let me find somebody to have a row with today. Do what you want. Leave me out of it. Go out. Go and do whatever you want. If you want to play in the park when it's locked down or whatever else, you go and do it. Just leave me out of it. I don't want to know about it. I don't want other people telling me about it. So if I cut it out and get rid, then I don't have to deal with it. So apologies for that yesterday. As I say, it wasn't... I know a lot of you said don't have to apologise, but I do rev up. I can't help it. That's my nature. I'm actually a really nice guy. I don't... as I say, once I've said my piece, I've done it. It's all about, for me, you know, I'm not going to have other members, you know, when on whatever it may be, the form, whatever, put off by other people, in effect. So if somebody's upsetting the membership as a general, then that's it, gone. I'm not here to mediate or so, just say, right, get it done, deal with it. And I know some people don't like that approach. Tough. It's the way it is. If you don't like that approach, set up your own site. Leave me out. Anyway, we can get back to normal today. That's all done. Absolutely perfect. Let's go through it and not swear today. See, I'll make up for it. All the swearing was yesterday. We don't need to swear today. I do hope you had a decent Easter. We had a bit of a quiet one, obviously, and then a bit of house party last night with some friends. And then I've been on to Oz, my full family today, and we've done quizzes and things. Keeps you going, keeps you socially connected. Dogs being a pain in the ass. Right, we did veggie week last week, so this week I'm going to do meat and fish. I was going to do fish today, but I'm doing meat instead, just because I found it first. This is absolutely lovely if you like roast lamb. This is a really quick way to make roast lamb, but it's a leg of lamb that goes in one pot, but I'm going to give you a quick bit of advice. The first time I cooked this, I bought a leg of lamb that wouldn't get in the pot and I had to spend flipping 20 minutes sawing the bone off. But you want a leg of lamb, thick fillet end, a bit where the bone comes out, around about a kilo, kilo and a half. But make sure it goes in your pot. You just need one big pot for this. I got one of them Le Creusot pot things, just whack it in there. So put your lamb in there, get your leg of lamb, whack that in whole. Hopefully you don't have to saw any bones. Good dose of salt and pepper, ground all over it. Two red onions, just quarter them. Leave the root on, just peel the skin off. So cut the root, you know, the little hairy bits off the root, but so it holds the quarters stay together. Peel them, throw them in. 8 cloves of garlic, unpeeled, just lob those in. 4 good sprigs of rosemary, log that in. 4 sage leaves, log that in. Couple of bay leaves, log that in. Put a good squidge of honey then over the you know, one of those squeezy bottles of honey over the lamb, and then get a bottle of wine. Chardonnay works really well. Get a bottle of Chardonnay and tip the whole lot in. So just tip the whole lot of Chardonnay in, and then put the put all that in the oven on about 150. It's going to stay in there for about 4 hours. So you just leave that in. Set a timer though for about 2.5 hours, and after about 2.5 hours, do some roast potatoes. So just do those normally, boil them, parboil them first, a bit of semolina and salt, give them a shake in hot fat in the oven, goose fat if you've got it, but if not, heat the oil, whatever you use, olive oil, heat it first, put your roasts in, so keep an eye on them. And then with about an hour to go, put in some frozen peas and some carrots into the lamb dish, put the lid on again, and that's it. Once the potatoes are done, take everything out of the oven. The lamb will be falling off the bone. You've got your veg because you've got your onion in there. You've got your carrots in there. You've got your peas in there. It's all nicely seasoned and fragranced with the herbs, with the rosemary and the sage. It's absolutely lovely. Serve it with your roast potatoes. It is the simplest and really tasty roast dinner. The wine and the juices of the meat and everything make the gravy in the pot. Absolutely love it. So there's one for you, a little one pot lamb roast. Easy to do, very slow, as I say, about 140, 150, 3-4 hours. Just leave it in there, lovely. Take it out, carve it up. If you want to do some parsnips with your old spuds as well, you can do that. Beautiful. So that is the recipe of the day. Yeah, lovely. FTS recipes, it's my new book. Book of the day, I gave you Bounce by Matthew Syed. Today is another Matthew Syed book. Rebel Ideas, Matthew Syed, Rebel Ideas. Well, probably because this is going to go on, I have all his books, because I think he's really good. But Rebel Ideas, where do the best ideas come from, and how do we apply these ideas to the problems that we face? And it's about sort of more diverse thinking. And it's sort of aimed at everything, companies and everything, but individuals, and you can take something of it. It's a really, gets you thinking, really good book. So Rebel Ideas, Matthew Syed. I do like him as an author. As I say, he was an Olympian table tennis player, public speaker. If you're looking for a podcast to listen to, Flintoff Savage and the Ping Pong Guy, is a really good, I don't think they do it anymore, but it was sort of 2017, 18, 19. It's on the podcast app on the iPhone, probably on BBC Sounds as well, if you've got that app. Flintoff Savage and the Ping Pong Guy is a really good podcast. I really enjoyed it, much better than mine. So if you want a podcast to listen to while you're out walking or jogging or whatever, Flintoff Savage and the Ping Pong Guy. And the Ping Pong Guy is Matthew Syed, author of today's book of the day, Rebel Ideas. Joke of the day. Joke of the day. Have we not had one for a couple of days? We need a bit more laughter, after, particularly after yesterday. And the Lord said unto John, come forth and you will receive eternal life. But John came fifth and won a toaster. I love that one. I love that one. That is a beauty. I'm here all week. What else have we got? I've got no Northerners left. I've got Gurdeep's gone. The two other guys have gone. I've got no listeners left. I'm doing this on my own. Somebody watched Molly's game last night. Good movie. Again, anybody got any movies that they want to recommend? Let me know. I've watched movies, but I'm not a massive TV movie watcher. I know we're probably all getting to that stage now, 3-4 weeks into this, where you're running out of stuff to watch and do. So any suggestions, feel free to email them in or put them on my Twitter or whatever, and I will read them out for people, things to watch. I will always recommend The West Wing. I think it's absolutely brilliant. I loved Entourage as well. If you want a bit of comedy, I really enjoyed that. I watched that years ago. I think there's about 8 series of that, Entourage, with, can't even think who's in it now. Flipping it, it was that long ago. But it's basically about, it's a comedy based on an actor and the people who sort of hang around him. I can't remember the guy's name. What a flipping, that's going to do my head in now. He's got a famous brother, Matt Dillon's brother. Is it Mont? Yeah, it's Matt Dillon's brother. I'm certain that's who it is. Oh, I can't remember. Useless. Absolutely useless. This is how it all falls apart. I start these things and then it all falls apart. Kevin Dillon, that's it. Matt Dillon's brother, Kevin Dillon's in it, plays a guy called Johnny Drama. Really funny. I really enjoyed it. So they're my two sort of Entourage and West Wing, but a couple of the guys on the WhatsApp. I'm sure a lot of you have watched all this stuff. I mean, flipping, what's her name? Shazwad came up with Cagney and Lacey. What are you, about 95? But these are things I haven't seen. They talk about The Wire. I haven't seen The Wire. Know nothing about it. Can't even find the flipping group now. The Wire, she's put flipping... The Wire, Breaking Bad, I haven't watched that. We watched a couple and Sam didn't like it. Sopranos, I've never watched that. Somebody else has told me that's good. Cagney and Lacey, Prime Suspect, Aladdin and the Lion King, she's put flipping useless. And people have put Game of Thrones, and again, I've never watched any of that. So, but for me, Entourage and West Wing. But if you've got anything that perhaps more a bit unusual, because obviously I think all the mainstream stuff like Game of Thrones and that most people have watched, except for me. Entourage, West Wing, that's for me. And obviously I gave you the football documentaries. I Believe in Miracles. If you love football, you've got to watch that. Brian Clough. And on YouTube is the Do I Not Like That? Graham Taylor. So there's just stuff to watch there. What else have I got? Stat of the day. I'm going to do a few horse racing ones. So this will be for people on RTS Racing. I am going to make some videos. It's just been time every day. I'm still finding that I fill my day up with time. Just working through some Football Excel at the minute. But I'm going to give you one for the all-weather off the RTS ratings database. I'm going to make a couple of videos, particularly on RAP. But this is for people on RT or FTS Racing. I keep saying we've got to change the name. FTS Racing, it's going to be. Stop this RTS stuff. Don't know where that even came from. Somebody set that years ago. FTS Racing, so it's the speed rating database, not the RAP one. All weather at Newcastle, Sutherland and Wolves. So Newcastle, Sutherland, Wolves are your tracks. Handicaps only on the all weather, because Sutherland, they do have the jumps, and Newcastle. So make sure your code is set to all weather. You then want your column AQ, which is the all rating rank. All rating rank, we want it to be rated 1, 2 or 3. That's the highlighted yellow column, rated 1, 2 or 3. You want the 9 o'clock price to be not odds on, so greater than 2, or greater than equal to 2, and less than or equal 9. So we're not backing odds on shots, we're not backing double figures. We're backing between 2 and 9. And when you get the sheet at 11 o'clock, you want the horse to have drifted from that price. So you want a horse that drifts out between 9 o'clock and 11 o'clock in the morning. Invariably they then get back in, but that's the qualifying criteria. And if you back them at SP, you'll have had 300 Betfair SP, 338 bets, 338 bets, hold on a second, this year, just 338 bets this year, and you would have won 55 points to Betfair SP, less 5p commission. There are some losing runs in there of 8, 10, 12. And remember what I said about that Harvard study. So with the racing, you do have to stick with it. If you're going to set yourself up, set your bank properly, plenty of points to enable for the downswings and keep going. I think the longest losing run on this I found was 18. So that just shows you can have 18 losers. I don't back these in the place. This is win only. So Newcastle, Sutherland and Wolves, all weather flat handicaps. Got to be single figures in the morning, but not odds on. So between 2 and 9 at 9 o'clock. I want it to drift by 11 o'clock. It's got to be rated 1, 2 or 3 in our yellow column AQ, our OR rating, and back them at SP. Just put them in a bot if you want to. And that has won 55 points for 338 bets in 2020. Right. I'll let you, that's that. I've done that. I've done the joke. I've done the recipe. I've done the book. I've covered yesterday because I know, some were fine and I upset some, but tough shit. No, I don't mean tough shit. That's rude. I don't mean that. I mean, everybody's got an opinion, but I'm just not putting up with it. I'm not putting up with crap that was, it was added at me, simple as that. And there's no space, in the, particularly at the moment, for a load of old bollocks going around. There really isn't. And I'm absolutely, the only danger with all that yesterday is you do all that and then somebody says, well, hang on, here's a load of evidence. You'll be surprised to know, the dog's attacking me again, you'll be surprised to know zero contrary evidence, because there isn't any, and that's the thing, that's what annoys me. It is just this being, thinking that you can go around talking bollocks, being Billy Big Bollocks, when other people are going to read it and you're affecting other people's lives, and then you just go, well, it doesn't matter, does it? Well, it does, and it has consequences, and the consequences with me are, you're gone. Simple as that. Right, I'm not going to harp on about it. See, it sticks in me craw. You is out, son. Right, have a lovely... how to win friends and influence people. That's what somebody said yesterday. That's me. Hello, but solid. I'm waffling on. Oi! Stop it. Dog's trying to eat the microphone now. Oh my God. Stop it. Have a lovely Easter Monday, bank holiday, so I don't imagine many of you at work. Enjoy yourselves. We'll keep plugging on. Stay safe. I will, a bit windier today, not really pleasant to go out. I will, as I say, be trying to, I've just got some stuff to do because we're doing, trying to set up this training and everything, so I'm doing stuff for that. But I will get some videos on site. And a couple of you asked me, trading group, what's happening. We're going to carry on as normal. When we know what's happening with football, I will publish all the results and everything done then. So once we actually know, you know, people asking what's happening ultimate, for next season, I don't know what this season is doing yet, so I will deal with the actual, all the football services when we know what is happening with football. Nobody will miss a thing. Everything will be credited back, be it football or racing, FDD, FTS. Nobody will miss a day. It will all be credited to you, and I will let you know exactly what's going to happen when it starts. We're told that Germany may start in May. They're saying the English Premier League could be finished in 50 days if they can get it, whether they're going to try behind closed doors. At some stage they are going to have to, I don't know how they're going to do it, but they are going to have to start opening up some of these countries and doing things. But as soon as that starts, that process, I will then, as soon as I know, as soon as they say, right, football's starting then, I'll get everything sorted out. So trading people, I'll let you know, one-to-ones and bots and all that, I'll let you know. Racing guys will let you know if it starts in May. But it's pointless just keep asking me, you know, people asking me, what should we do for the ultimate? It's not finished. The season's not finished, so I can't do anything. If they abandon the season, which I doubt they will, I would obviously credit for next season, whatever. Once, I don't know, once they know and we know, I will cover all that. So do not fret yourselves and panic. All the sheets, results, everything you need to know will be provided as soon as we know what's happening. That's that. Right, thank you ever so much. Have a lovely Monday. I'm getting eaten by a dog. And I will see you all tomorrow morning. We're going to have a lovely week. I'm not going to fall out with anyone this week. We're going to have a lovely week going forward.